Hello everyone, good afternoon. This is Kenya Invest Podcast. Welcome your host, Jared Khan. I hope you've had a blessed time and week. It's a Thursday. We say here, Karibu. Today I'll be taking you through a deep dive into a bit of investment one can do in Kenya. And as you can remember, well, we did talk superficially on top of the surface about some kind of investment we could do in Kenya for people, maybe probably in diaspora. You're looking forward to think around what you wanna do once you land in Kenya, Africa, more so because it's the growing frontier. And I chose today to talk about the five fields, namely agriculture, real estate, stock exchange, tourism, and financial services. So we shall delve into it directly. And the first bit is agriculture. What are we looking into, like if we want to invest in agriculture in Africa and so forth, Kenya? Because my explainer today comes from Kenya, but this is a template that you can rebrand on all other countries if you want to invest. But I was so pertinent interested in Kenya because, first of all, our podcast is coming live from Nairobi, and I'd want to give you a first hand of what's happening in Kenya. Then we'll roll out to other parts of Africa. So agriculture, for instance, is one of the more, as in it has been a backbone of this nation in terms of export, but of late people are not taking it up seriously. And also, you remember after the pandemic, there were issues about the next frontier is food, because, you know, the only industry which didn't stop was agriculture, basically because everyone needed to eat, as much as even if you are aware and doing what, no matter when the planes stop, the only freight services to available was for not manufacturing goods, but it was for agriculture, to those people who were under lockdown because the machines was down, but agriculture was booming. And some of the business you could delve into in agriculture is things like ranching for herds of cattle, specifically for these huge tracts of lands on the far flanks of Kenya, like the northern bit of Kenya, Rift Valley. And you remember Rift Valley starts from the tippest head of Kenya called the Rift Valley on top of Turkana, all the way down to Kajiado, close to the border of Tanzania. So we bordering Ethiopia to the north, and to the south is Tanzania, southeast, I beg your pardon. And you could do ranching in all those places. The acquisition rights of land in Kenya is more flexible. And in terms of mechanization of agriculture, it's something which is taking shape. And the government in place has made tremendous investments in infrastructure in terms of accessibility to market, transport, and everything. So I'd advise ranching in the far flank areas because security is improving. There is quite arable land which people can invest. You can remember that some places like Laikipia, people do ranching, more so like from the colonial times. And you could also start your new investment in the parts of northeastern Kenya, Turkana, Marsabit, and the county governments, specifically after devolution 2013, it's they've had good pacts with investors, more so from outside. You could establish your business with his in terms of acquisition of rights on leasehold property. And so I'd say for the far-flung areas, which is quite semi-arid and arid lands, you'd probably do ranching and also some greenhouse farming because right now there is a railway transportation, there is air transportation. So doing a greenhouse farming in those areas, the land will be cheap. Acquisition of you could do your bowls and the likes. Another area which is structurally growing is poultry farming. Apart from the issues of inputs, but with proper mechanization of adding, improving food formulation for agriculture and using other sources of food for the poultry farming, you could make more money. The only challenge in poultry farming is the inputs currently because of the huge taxation in terms of VAT and everything. Value-added tax on the farm inputs like the gross mash, layers mash, that could be a little bit challenged. But if you introduce other methods of feeding like the poultry, you would be saving a lot. And in poultry, we're not talking about chicken only. You could go to ornamental birds. It's one of the niche that has not been tapped as far as I'm concerned. And you'll be only needing license from the Kenya Wildlife Services. And remember that Kenya business licensing environment is that at the moment the government is seeking to raise revenue. So acquiring these rights is quite so easy. I can tell you like within a month, you'll be rolling with every permit you'll be required. The rate at the bottlenecks in getting to one office and another one has been eased by availability of an online portal called Huduma Services on the eCitizen portal. You could either go to an Huduma office call center and you can get this service under one roof, or you'd still log into eCitizen, do your applications. You could pay payments. The payment solution, you don't need a card payment as long as you registered subscriber with one of the service internet service providers. You could just use the payment services and within a go. Business turnaround period from whereby you need to work to an office has been reduced by almost 90%. So for poultry business, it's one of the niches that people love eggs so much, and then white meat. You could do that a lot. And also there's other areas like in agriculture, like tea farming, coffee is picking up as much as people had neglected this business. And there's other niches like macadamia foods. We have the korosho. I don't know the korosho in the coastal region of Mombasa, Kilifi, Kwale. Remember, these are the counties I'm talking about: Kwale County, Kilifi County, Mombasa County. That was the former coastal province. You could do the korosho farming, cashew nuts. You could do a lot of them. There is cassava, and many of them. The coconut industry is one of the untapped. I can tell you, you could get a lot in this. And then when you come to the upper central Kenya, you could specialize in, if you are good in, you could do the macadamia nuts, you could do the tea, you could do all these things. It's just one shop. Remember, the largest exporters, Del Monte for fresh juice and packed juice, maybe pineapple, comes from, they do it in central province. One of the counties called Muranga and Kiambu. They've got the huge plantations in eastern central Africa. So that's what I'm telling you. These guys have been there for long. There is Kakuzi, they do the export of avocado. And you could also delve into this industry. Avocado in Kenya cost like a tenth of a dollar. That's one avocado. But in these European markets, you guys are buying it as far as $3, $30, and sort of. But here it's so cheap. You buy avocado $30 in Spain, USA. You guys, I know those from US, you do the import from Mexico. Mexico, but here in Kenya, you can get it anywhere as low as 10 cents of a dollar. And so there is a, when you go to the other side of Kenya, the other eastern bit of Kenya, you can do mango farming. There is one called Yata, they do the packaging, and they just started the other day. But with a good injection of money along the old supply chain, you could do quite a lot. And I'll still be getting into, let's go for a break, and then when you come back, I'll let you through the other business you could do in these other counties of Kenya. We shall be going to fish farming and many like others on the Greater Lakes regions, on the other side of part of the Northern Rift and the likes. Happy to be with you. And as we go on a short commercial break, I'll still delve into this. Thank you for your time.